Good morning. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And as always,
guess what? It's time for the show again with Paul Johnson
and Calvin Sharp. We're going to get you started off, as we always do, with a little reading of a PSA to get your brain working early on. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable diseases before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by your local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. That's goodgoes.org. This was brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
All right, folks. So to start off the day, we have a classic by Joy Division, just a great band all around. So we have Love Will Tear Us Apart, the 2010 remastered version. So here's Joy Division.
So that was Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. And the next song that I'm going to play over the radio for everyone to hear and love and think about is In the Garage by Weezer, which is a famous song, and it's good, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That was In the Garage by Weezer.
Underrated cut from the famous Blue album, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. So next up we have a song by River Tiber and Daniel Caesar. Fairly recent that I heard off of Vince Staples' radio station, actually. So this is West featuring Daniel Caesar.
I'm so immature.
All right, so that was West featuring Daniel Caesar by River Tiber. Really love all the ambient sounds that he put in that. It's a really nice, smooth vibe.
Yep, and you know what else is going to be smooth? What? Hopefully this song on your ears, Happy 13 by Flotation Toy Warning. Dude, what kind of a terrible band name, being honest. Why would you name your band that? But beautiful song. Here's Happy 13 by Flotation Toy Warning.
Take it.
that was Happy 13 by Flotation Toy Warning.
Next up we have See You Girl by Steve Lacy.
Steve, baby. We're just rip roaring through them right here today, folks.
Oh yeah, a lot of quick cuts.
And it doesn't get much slower after this, because another short one is Zurich Is Stained by Pavement. Another one off their first album, Slanted and Enchanted. Zurich Is Stained. Once again, that was Zurich Is Stained by Pavement.
Just like that.
Just like
we're
that.
We're halfway through the set. So here we have, coming up next, by The Buggles, or maybe The Bugles, but I'm pretty sure it's The Buggles, Astro Boy, and The Proles on Parade. So here is The Buggles.
Astro Boy is a great title for a song, in my opinion, Paul.
Yeah.
I love that title.
Thank you.
Never heard the song. Let's
Thank
hear
you.
It.
Thank you.
astral
That was Astro Boy by the Buggles. Next up is just a quick punk one. One of the best bands out there, Joyce Manor. A song off their debut, still one of my favorites ever. Here's Famous Friend by Joyce Manor.
Now
Oh, just a great one. Just a whole album full of rip roars, little short songs that rip right through you and
roar.
And they have wonderful riffs and melodies and all sorts of musical attributes.
So next
Joyce
up,
Manor.
We have Nothing Burns Like the Cold by Snow Algra and Vince Staples.
I've never heard of it. This is
Feels.
All right. I've never heard it. Let's go.
Can we talk about us like we care about us? Can we talk about us like we care about love? You say, let it breathe, but the strain of our heart can't let it be. We both can't agree. Tell me, what is the point of not the first?
Cold and heartless, or is it all withdrawals? Forgotten how to be your partner. That final scene in Casablanca, I guess the heart is like a time bomb. No white horse for you to ride on. Bygones, be bygones. My God, you're beautiful. If it was two of you, probably break the first one's heart in two. But second time the charm, I had a dream. You lock your father's arm and mosey down the hallway. I know you probably had a wild day, so you should make your way to my place, and we can talk about the things you want to talk about.
You know, I know, you know, yeah, yeah. You know, I know, you know. Not the first, like the cold day, day.
All right, folks, so that was Nothing Burns Like the Cold with Snow Allegra and Vince Staples. And remember, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
And you know what else? You know what else, Paul?
What, Calvin?
Body language can tell you all sorts of things. Like if someone's having a stroke.
No way.
You just need to know the sudden signs. You got to look for FAST, guys. It's F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty, and then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke. FAST. Visit strokeassociation.org. This was brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Omnipresent Ad Council.
All right, and today we have a special guest in Jamie Nicole Monteleone, who is going to, I guess, ask us a couple questions so that you guys can get a better feel of who's behind the microphone, who's behind the speaker and the tweeter in your car or wherever you're listening to us. So.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Paul, for that great introduction. I'm so excited to be here on Guess What? It's time for that show again.
Yep.
I listen to it every Thursday morning. Best way to start my day.
11 to 12.
11 to 12. So my first question is for you, Calvin. What's your go-to feel-good song?
My go-to feel-good song is Kokomo by the Beach Boys, because that song makes me feel like I'm in hell, and it makes me feel like my skin is drooping off in a fiery, painful sensation. So whenever I'm twirling around in the upstairs, I throw in a little Kokomo by the Beach Boys. Thank you.
That's a really interesting answer. I'll be sure to check that song out. Okay, Paul, this one's for you. Let's make this a little tricky one. All right, so two options. You either can only eat green foods for the rest of your life, or you can only wear the color green.
What do you go with? Fun fact, actually, there was one of my friends in middle school. His name was Ethan. He actually only wore green for a couple of years.
Green shoes, green shorts.
I assume green underwear. I don't really know. Green sweatshirts and all the whole nine yards. And he seemed to be doing just fine. So I think I would absolutely choose green clothes over just green food. I love food.
Look like Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the Grinch or something.
When you wear all green.
Yeah.
Look like Peter Pan.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because he wears
green.
He's got green
hats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And green cloth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would wear green clothes.
I kind of hope you try that out. Calvin, this one's for you. A little bit of a thought question. Nurture versus nature. Thoughts. Go ahead.
I haven't really thought too much about nurturing in my life because I think that the best way to raise a kid is the way that the Spartans raised kids, which is almost just drilling the essentials of life into them. So I'm going to say nature because nothing teaches you the cold, hard facts of life than when you're sitting there with sweat dripping down your back, the fire, campfire searing into your eyes, and a big old bear behind you, and nothing but a soggy log in your two broken, mangled hands to defend yourself, and nothing teaches you how to be self-reliant than something like that, and you only get that in nature.
Wow, you never fail to give really a quite interesting answer. Thank you, Calvin. That was great. Thank you, boys, for your time.
Thank you for the questions,
back
Jamie.
To Calvin
thank you,
for the Jamie. Next song.
Okay, thank you, Jamie, for asking questions. This next song is by one of my favorite bands of all time, Acaville River, and this is one of my favorite songs of them, of theirs, and it's called Bruce Wayne Interviewed on the Roof of the Chelsea Hotel, 1979, and it has the most amazing buildup I've ever heard in a song before.
Shades, let's kill the morning. Let's kill the morning, let it die. Will your eyes flash out a warning? But there'll be another morning after afternoon and tonight. Fuck long hours, sick with singing, sick with singing the same songs in the bars. They'll soon be drinking. Let's cash my check and drink along. Old times, hello, hey, I've missed you. Old life, hey now, let Don't you care how long it's been? It has been so many years. I lived my yearning, but in every bed it led me
Don't swear. So that was Bruce Wayne interviewed on the roof of the Chelsea Hotel, 1979, by Hawkville River. I love that song.
So next up we have Show Love by Everything Is Recorded.
That was my head, folks. You just heard my head. Just a fat
microphone.
A fat lump of head.
Okay.
Just like Cronus, people acting like they own us. been around long enough to know life is up and down seesaw. I've got to veto my ego. I'll go where she goes. Show love. There's no love unless you own up. No love, toes up. Show love, show love. Grown up, show love. There's no love unless you own up. No love, toes up. Woo, you've got to show, you've got to show.
All right, so although I couldn't tell you guys before we played that song, that was Show Love by Everything Is Recorded and Sid and Sampha.
This next one is my really good friend Iwana sent it to me this past week, and I just really loved it, so I listened to it a bunch. It's called Fireflies Made Out of Dust by a now-defunct Vermont band called Happy Jawbone Family Band. So here's Fireflies Made Out of Dust.
Thank you.
So that was Fireflies Made Out of Dust by Happy Jawbone Family Band.
A little bit of a funky tune there.
Yeah, actually, my mom, Randy Gorman, really liked this one. So shout out to you, Randy Gorman, all the way in Acton, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're the best.
Next up, we have Fingerprints by a group called Hiatus Coyote, but spelled weird.
Love you, Mom.
So that nice was and funky there.
Fingerprints.
The Fingerprints by Hiatus Coyote.
So we got one more for you today, and then we'll be off. Thank you, Jamie, for coming in today with our wonderful interview.
It was awesome. Yeah, I had a great time. Thanks, Calvin, for having me.
Thanks for being here. And we're going to send it off with a great a little somber tune, a classic from Townes Van Zandt. Here's Poncho and Lefty.
Good day.
Thanks a lot. Play this song first called Poncho and Lefty. Sorry about the air conditioners being off, but it won't be very long. If it gets really hot, I don't know what we'll do. Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. But that's the way it goes. All the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, and where he got the bread to go, ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away. Now the poets tell how Poncho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. We'll save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. And a few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. Thanks a lot, man. I never heard it. I never.